Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Carlton. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Juan Castillo. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rob Deer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie O'Brien. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Birkbeck. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler bunts towards third. Gantner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco takes first base on ball four. Butler moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Butler moves to third. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount takes first base on ball four. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlton fields it and throws to first for the out. Yount moves to second. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer takes first base on ball four. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount scores. Deer moves to third. It's 1-0, Brewers. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Brewers, 1. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bernazard for the out. two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Sviem moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner bunts towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Sviem moves to third. O'Brien moves to second. One out. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to home to get Sviem. O'Brien moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from O'Brien and he is out, Sviem applying the tag. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler strikes out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Franco. The throw from O'Brien and he is out, Castillo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Deer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Deer reaches second base with a double. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Braggs hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Brock reaches second base with a double. Deer scores. It's 2-1, Brewers. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sviem is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter strikes out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Hall goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 2, Brewers, 2. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jacoby moves to third. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dempsey hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 0 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. Two outs. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Castillo hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Butler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Braggs. Tabler reaches second base with a double. Franco moves to third. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Franco tags and scores. Tabler tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by O'Brien for a passed ball. Tabler scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Indians. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Deer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Braggs is hit by the pitch. Deer moves to second. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Jacoby moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burke Beck fields it and throws to third for the out. Snyder moves to second. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dempsey hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Snyder moves to third. Bernazard moves to second. Chuck Krim now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Bernazard scores. Butler moves to second. It's 6-2, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tabler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sviem hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Sviem settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Castillo is called out on strikes. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Carlton Yount, moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Deer takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Braggs hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svium scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-3 in the game. Dempsey hits a fly ball into right field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Felder pinch hits for Greg Brock. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Svium is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Svium is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Svium strikes out. Two outs. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Clear now pitching. Rob Deer now playing first base. Mike Felder now playing left field. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Deer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Butler for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Franco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Felder. Carter reaches second base with a double. Franco moves to third. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Pachyorek pinch hits for Jim Gantner. Jim Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patchy Orrick takes first base on ball 4. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 4 in the game. Castillo hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 4 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.